All right, welcome back, everybody. We have a very brief Zman this man. It's already May. As you know, our Zman ends when the camps start. So our goal is to learn Perek LaYachbar. It's going to require everyone to put in the time. Although in the beginning, we're going to go a little slowly just to get the Yesaidis down straight. But eventually, we're going to have to move a little more quickly. The reason I wanted to start from Chafei Amid Beis is because the whole Perek, all the Mishnayos in the Perek are basically one sugya. And it's a sugya of Hachakas Nezikin, of neighbors who do things each in his own rishus in a way that's mazik one to the other. And it's not shy to learn the whole Perek unless you know that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yosi in the Chacham. Even the very first Mishnah in Lo Yachbar, the first Mishnah itself, you have to learn twice. Once like Rabbi Yosi and once like the Chachamim. It's strange that Rabbi Yosi is not mentioned in the Mishnayos till this Mishnah. And as we're going to see, there's a Machlokes Rishayim why that's so. But be that as it may, it's not shy to learn the Perek without knowing the sheet of Rabbi Yosi and the sheet of the Chachamim. As a matter of fact, the whole Perek is mistaivev on this machlaikis. And therefore, we'll try to understand in this sugya the machlaikis Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, and B, the concept of Gira Delay, which by now I assume all of you saw in the Gemara, to try to understand what's tight Gira Delay is also crucial to every single Mishnah, or come out every single Mishnah in the Perek. So let's start the Mishnah from the example of Mazik that we have here, which is the Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim. Machikna se'ilam in Abar, Esrim v'chamesh Amma, an Elon shoots out Shroshim 25 Amis, so you have to be Machik the Elon from the Bar 25 Amis, so Bacharuvu b'shikma, it's even more, Chamishim Amma. Beimel Maila, Beimin Atzad. In my bar kadma, if the bar is there first, kaitzeitz v'nois and dami. The Tanakama holds that it's the Baal Ha'ilin's job to be marchik himself. We call that alamazik laharchik esatzma. It's the sheet of the Chacham. Alamazik laharchik esatzma. And in Mela, the Baal Ha'ilin had no business planting his tree. So kaitzeitz, we cut down the tree, v'nois and dami. And here the chiddush is that the expense is paid for by the nizik. Now this idea that the nizik has to pay for the expense, you're not going to find anywhere else in the Perek, I don't believe. It's only here by an ilan that kaitzes v'nois and damin. Rashi says why? Why should the nizik have to pay? So Rashi says kibum b'rishus nota. Rashi says, what does it mean, keeping the rishus nata? I don't know what the word rishus means. But Rashi says, since a tree is not mazik debar till much later, till the roots grow 25 amis, so therefore, therefore there's no chi of katsitsa beloy damim. That's how Rashi explains. The Taisvis on Yud Ches Amid Beis says that it's a special takana by trees because trees involve a hefsim meruba. Knocking down, losing a tree is a hefsim meruba. So that's why Chazal made a special takana here for the mazik that he gets dumb, that the nizik is nice and dumb. Either way, it's something that we have to understand why it should be. If you say it's a special takana, so you can't ask kashas. But Rashi, who says that it was Rishus Nata, so we're going to have to understand the Rashi. It's Hashem, hopefully we'll come back to it. And the Mishnah says, "Ami ilan kadam lo yakutz." Now that needs a hesber. If the tree is first, lo yakutz, what does that mean? It means I planted a tree in my Rishus, and you had no bar. If you would have never planted a bar, we would have had any problems. Because the Ilan's not Mazik Yerushus, it's only Mazik Yerushus if you dig a bar. So therefore, if the ilan is first, lo yakutz, you can't force me to cut down the ilan. And this is even like the chachamim. We didn't get to Rabbi Yaisi yet. Even though chachamim hold ala mazik laharchik asatmai, in the ilan kadum lo yakutz. Why? So there are the ketzais in Kufnun Hay. Almost everything, all the ketzais the sivus on this parak is in Siman Kufnun Hay. In Siman Kufnun Hay, said Katan Tezayin. The ketzais brings three ways to understand what it means in Ha'ilan Kadim Lo Yakutz. It starts with a kasha. If the tree is first, lo yakutz. What does that mean? I'm your neighbor, and you plant a tree. So, if I don't say anything right away, lo yakutz, then I can't force you to cut it down. We learned that if I give you rishus to do damage to me, to be mazik me. We had the case of Krak Susi in the first parak. I tell you, Krak Susi, I give you permission to rip my dagger. So I could change my mind. If I give you permission to rip my dagger and you rip my dagger, you're potter. But I'm not mechuyev to stay with the permission I gave you originally. At any time, I could say I changed my mind. Till now I let you rip my things, but from now on, stop, don't do it anymore. I have a right to stop. So, in the case of Krak Susi, if I tell you you could do hezek to me, I definitely have a right at any time to stop. On the other hand, let's say I tell you that I give you rishus to run the water off your roof onto my rishus. I give you rishus to be mishtamish with my rishus, to run the water of your roof off my rishus, I give you permission to build your garage out into my rishus. There, once I give you rishus, I can't be chayzer. Once you're mavzik, I can't be chayzer, because there you have a kinyan in the thing that I let you have. So when I give you something to use, a cheskas tashmishin, a right to be mishamish in my rishus. So then, I can't retract it. Once you're kainit, I can't retract it. We had, it's not on the board anymore, we had a machlaikis last man by cheskes tashmishin. If a chazok is right away, or a chazok is 3 years. But that's when I give you the right to use my rishus. You have a kinyan in my thing. So as you know, once you do a kinyan, there's no chayzer. But by being mazik me, there's no such thing. You can't have a chazaka to be mazik me. If I let you do damage to me, even if I let you do it for 3 years, it doesn't matter. You can't have a chazaka to be mazik me. I could say stop.
So, we had before about the case of Hezek Rio, we had a decision, but it's the same Hezek. I'm just removing the tashmish. We're not really doing a Hezek.
But by there itself, there we said, by Hezek Rio. We had a machlaikis by Hezekiah. When I allow you to look into my rishus without a wall between our rishus, right? We had that Hezekiah Shmei Hezek. My chotzer, if you could look into my chotzer, it's a Hezek. We had a machlaikis Rishainim if you could get a chazaka. So if I say stop, if I'm your neighbor and I don't insist on a wall between our two chatzeres. And 3 years passed. So we had a machlokes rishonim in the Rosh, right in the beginning of the parak, whether you could have a chazaka of 3 years. The stipler there learned, and Rabbi Ruvein and Evan Ozel, we had in three places, they learned that that's gufa toloi in whether Hezek Ria is a Hezek, like Krak Susi. If it's like Krak Susi, I'm saying you could look at when I do private things, I give you rishus to look. Even though it embarrasses me, I give you rishus to embarrass you. So we said if Hezek Ria is like Krak Susi, so then at any time I could say stop. Till now, you can't have a chazaka. At any time I could say, till now I let you embarrass me, now you know, I don't let you embarrass me. If it's being mazik me, so then it doesn't work. We said there that if it's I'm giving you the kayach to limit my use of my rishus, which is, I guess, similar to cheskes tashmishin, we'll have to see, then you could have a chazaka. If it's something that's not a mazik to me, then you could have a chazaka. Over here, in our Mishnah, the Ktzais asks, the Ktzais understands that this is like Krakasusi. I'm telling you, you could plant a tree which is going to be mazik, my bar. So, what's the difference if Elon Kadim, if the Elon came first? Who cares if the Elon came first? Chayra should be able to have Charata. If the Elon came first, there are any mazik of our Perek. If it came first, should be able to have Charata. So this is a Machlokes Rishayim. The language we usually use in this Perek is Samach Beheter. If you already was Samech, your Mazik, to me, Beheter, at a time that it was Beheter. Samach Beheter is Mutter in that. You could learn our Mishnah. One way to learn our Mishnah is the Mishnah is telling us that Samach Beheter works. If originally you put it on the heter, that it works. And if you learn this way, then this is a klal for the entire perek. Samach beheter works. What about kraksusi? Why can't I have karata? So zaktik tzais, because samach beheter doesn't work because you gave me permission that you are meichel. It's a din about neighbors, when neighbors live near each other. And there are two things that are a contradiction to each other. A bar and a tree are contradictions. They don't go together. Whoever is first, he has the right. Not because Pliny was Michael. Not because the other person was Michael. If it would be Alts Mechila, Krak Susi, I could back out of. I could say, stop. Till now I was masking, from now on I'm not masking. But it's not as of the choice, it's not of Kraksus. It's because it's a din of neighbors. The halacha of neighbors is Samach Beheter, whoever goes first Beheter, he has a right. So a tree and a bar, the tree has a right if the tree is there first.
The bar is not going into the other person's rishus. The tree is doing ahead of it. The tree is being mounted. The bar is not being mounted. The bar is causing the tree can't be planted. If the whole part here is that it's Kraksus, you're not answering the question. If I do Kraksus, it's not. You can't give rishus to do krasusi because I was there first. You're doing the math, the hezek. You have to either say that it's because right now when I plant the tree, I already
prepared. Right, what you're asking is touches on the whole machlokes of Yosi and Chachamim. Is it pashit that when you dig a bar, you're not mazik me? You know, as soon as you dig a bar in your rishus, I can't plant trees in my rishus anymore.
No, you can't plant trees because I might dig a bar.
Yeah, but until you dig a bar, I can plant trees.
No, I
when you dig a bar, now I can't plant trees anymore.
I can't stop somebody
from planting
a tree before I install a person.
Whether a mechah helps at that time, and the rush is not the first 7 days in the perek, and we'll come to that discussion. That has to do with one of the first sugyas in the perek, whether a mechah helps, and I'm not going to go into it now. But the concisest pshat, first pshat in this mishnah, is like those rishayim that hold is a heter called samach beheter, samach beheter. I put it up there beheter. It's a way to get a right. Zaktik tzais pshat, samach beheter, he learns is not pshat alts mechila. Pshat sam meichel you. Sam meichel you, I could back out later, I could change my mind. It's not because of mechila. It's because that's part of the din of neighbors. The din of neighbors is, if I do something first, so then you have to take into account what I already did. Yes, why it should be that way, it's a good question. But that's the shita that samach beheter works. That's the first mahalach. There's a taisus on Yeches Amid Beis, smack in the middle. I'm sure you all heard of the sugya of Chargul, which is the the hard sugya of Masechta Bava Basra. On Yud Ches Amid Beis, in the long Taisvis, Dibra Maslavi'i, Taisvis rejects the Shita. He says there's no such thing as Samach Behetim. What kind of Samach Behetim? Whatever the love this is, Taisvis says there's no such thing as Samach Behetim. So you look into the Taisvis on the fourth and fifth and sixth wide line. Taisvis says, the last word on the fourth line, Taisus rejects this first shita that I told you. Taisus says, "Al hamazik lahachik esatzmai afapisha samach behetim." Okay, Taisus says the feirish, "Al hamazik lahachik esatzmai afapisha samach behetim." Even if someone was samach behetim, it's still the mazik's job to distance himself. If so, what's pshat in our Mishnah by Ilan that we say lo yikaitz? A tree is different. A tree is made to stand for many years. It's a big hefset to knock it down. So that's different. But all the other cases, Avol Mishra, Kirishin, the Chardol, all the other cases lie. That's what Taisa says. Taisa says this is not a rule for the whole parak. This is dafka by an ilan because it's a hefsa merubah. What's pshat? Dafka by an ilan because it's a hefsa merubah. How does that explain? What's the svara? Dafka by an ilan because it's a hefsa merubah. So if I put the tree first, you can't force me to cut it down. Even though you're going to pay for the damage, you still can't force me to take it down. Tell them. Like I said, you do have to.
I'll pay for the damage to your well, but I'm not going to have to pay
because I'm going to take down the tree. It's still why you cut. That's Pshat and Tysus. How do you understand Tysus? A tree, because it's a Hefsid Meruba, is different. I had a personal pay for the tree. A little hard to understand. What?
I'll pay for the well.
He's tiny. I want the tree.
I want the tree. You want your well. I'm willing to pay for whatever damage happens.
But don't tell me to pay for the well because he's not willing to pay for the well. Right? He wins without paying for the well. So you don't have to say you don't have to pay for the well. I mean, Elon Lo Yikatz, if the Elon is first.
Then he can't pay for the price of the tree anymore.
Hmm?
If there's no price on the tree, you can go for years.
See, the. Everything in the world eventually has a price because you can buy the field with the tree, cut down the tree, and sell the field. Everything in the world eventually has a price. But so I'm not sure how to explain Taisus. This is the second mahalach. There's a tremendous difference. According to the first mahalach, this mishnah is a klal for the whole parak that samach behetur is mutter. If you hold some of Beheter is a Heter, this Mishnah is a klal for the whole parak. If you hold some of Beheter is not a Heter, like Taisus, then it's not a klal, it's a din dafka over here. So I'm not sure how to explain the Taisus. Let's try something, and we get to Yud Ches, we'll see if anybody explains things this way. But we know that normally, if you do something that's going to cause me damage, I'm supposed to make a machar. Normally, I have to make a machar. Now, I understand if you have a tree, I didn't make a machar. I never dreamt I'll dig a bar. Well, the Gemara's case with Papoy, you know, never dreamt he'll be rich. He never made machars. So, many things, you don't make a machar. Maybe Taisus holds that there's a difference between something that you could remove, it's not expensive to remove, and something that's expensive to remove. Let's say you put your beehives next to my rishus, or you put your gefes v'zevel, you store your lime near my rishus. So there, I can understand, I don't have to make a machal, you could store it there. And a couple of years later, if I have to do something, you'll move it. Why do I have to make a machar? Right now it doesn't bother me. Maybe a few years down the line it will bother me, so then I'll tell you to move it. Right? Well, I don't have to tell you to move things now, but you can move them later. But a tree, which is a hefsed merubah, there, I should have said something. Because by a tree, it's a hefsed merubah to move a tree. So, even if you'll hold, normally, somach beheter, is not, you don't get a right because you're somach beheter. You have no rights because somach beheter. So I didn't dare, because I didn't say anything, because when there'll be a need, I'll tell you to move it. But something that's a hefsed merubah, you plant a tree, and we're talking about a real tree, it's going to have roots for 25 amis, it has a lot of peiros. Such a tree, that I should say something. Even if you hold generally, I don't have to make a macha. Something that's going to be a tremendous hefsid, maybe there I do have to make a macha. And since I didn't say anything, that's a geder of what we call samach b'shus. Not the same as samach beheter. Samach beheter, you say to the beheter, you didn't ask me. Samach b'shus, it means you did it with my permission. Now if you did it with my permission, then of course later on I can't tell you cut down your tree. If you got permission from me, samach b'shus, so then it makes sense that I can't say anything to you. And this is the Ketzais' third pshat. The Ketzais doesn't say it as pshat and Taisus. Ketzais brings, he calls it Rabbeinu Chananel, that says that our mission together are samach b'shus. That either I was there 3 years, or if you don't need 3 years, even right away, it's samach b'shus. And since it's samach b'shus, I put the tree first. Because you didn't say anything, it's b'shus. So then, that's the third pshat in the Mishnah, which may be really the second pshat too, is Taisus pshat. Why do you have to make a macha? You should make the macha right away when he puts in the tree.
Why do I have to make a macha? Why do I care if he has a
Because it looks like I'm being masking. I'm letting someone put a tree. You understand? There's a difference if I let someone park his car in my driveway or if I let someone build a house in my driveway. He parks his car in my driveway, so I know later I'll take it away. It's no raya and rishus. He starts building his house into my driveway. I don't say anything. It's a raya that I'm masking to it. Because when you build a house, I know you mean it to stay. You plant a tree, I know you mean it to stay. I know I'm going to have headaches later. So there I should make a macha.
That's merubah. That's where he has the merubah cut it down. That's merubah for this to be that's where he has the merubah.
No, I have some merubah for the mazik to cut it down later. Therefore, the nizik should say right away. Normally, the nizik doesn't have to say right away. It's not mazik him in the beginning. So why should he have to say anything? But later, when it becomes, a hezik, he'll tell him to move it away. But by a tree, which when he plants the tree, everyone knows a person plants a tree, he's not going to move it away. It's going to cost him a lot of money. So then I should speak up right away. No. Because we may have other cases which are an equal hefsid merubah to the nizik. Damaging a bar is a hefsid, but damaging a house is a bigger hefsid. And yet, by damaging a house, Taisus is going to hold that you don't have to make a mechal. There's no samach beheter doesn't work, so I don't have to make a mechal. So maybe there I don't have to make a mechal, because later I'll get you to move it later. But a tree, I know you don't plan to move it later. So kaponim, there are three possible pshatim in this line of the Mishnah. Either pshat number one, that samach beheter is a chiddush, that it works. It's Hashem, we'll see. If samach beheter works. Pshat number two, Taisus pshat, that this is a case of Hefsed Merubah, it's a unique case to hear, however you want to learn Taisus. Pshat number three, that the Taisus calls Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat, that our Mishnah is talking that he was there either 3 years, or if you hold la'alter, it's a chazaka, either la'alter or 3 years, it's samach b'shus. B'shus doesn't mean the person said you could do. But it means his shtika is like a rishus, and that's why it works. It's samach b'shus. There was a chazak.
And the reason why, right away, is because when you plant a tree, I wear the garment. and the tree is a Reuven.
Because planting the tree didn't rip the garment because the garment wasn't there. It's only when I dig a bar that it becomes a damage. If you plant a tree when the bar is there, I'm asking. But here we're talking that the tree was planted
first.
There was no bar.
So
there was no kraksusi at that point. Right?
Since you weren't part of this, is it those kraksusi? How are you going to build a bar later?
Oh, so that's the third shot. That's called brishus. That's a samach brishus, which means you have a chazaka. You have a chazaka of gimel shanim. Whether you need gimel shanim or not, we're going to have a machlokes. Those of you remember from the first parak, there's a whole sichsach in the rishayim. If 3 years is only in cheskes habatim, or even in these two parakim. So whether you hold you need 3 years or you don't need 3 years, whatever this man is, samach brishus means you have a chazaka. Those are the three pshatim in the Mishnah. The Ketzais asks from the next line in the Mishnah, Safik Zekadim Lo Yikats. A Pashit, you have a Safik. Lo Yikats, I'm a Zalel of a Raya. Right? You have a Safik, goes first, you can't do anything. Zakhti Ketzais, 1 minute. What does it mean, according to the Rabbeinu Hananel's Pshat, Safik? It means a Safik, whether there's a Chazak or there's no Chazak. Was it 3 years, wasn't it 3 years? 1 year is enough. Was there 1 year? Wasn't there? Safik zeh kodem, safik zeh kodem, like Rabbeinu Hananel, is a safik whether there's a chazaka. We had on Chav Tesam at Beis on Lamed Amid Aleph by Shchunei Baroi that we say zil baroi rachil asecha. If somebody is not sure, if somebody claims he was there 3 years. And we don't know if he was there. If the mazik has to prove his chazaka. The person who wants to get a chazaka, he has to prove his chazaka. So frektik tzais on this last pshat, on the pshat that this is called samach b'shus, because he has a chazaka, because he's there already, whatever amount of time you need for a chazaka. So then why, by a safik, does the Baal HaIlan win? We have a rule by chazaka, that we tell the Baal HaChazaka, Zil Barar Achilasecha, go prove you have a Chazaka. So Tzais blides with Tzarechian on this third pshat in the Mishnah. But there's still a sheet under Rishayim. And Lamaisa, what they argue in is this question of whether there's a concept of Samach Beheter, which sometime next week we're going to come back to. According to those who hold this a concept, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mefarshim, it's a Mishnah. Yilon Kadam Lo Yikaitz. And again, Samach Beheter, like the Tzoy says, is not Alt Mechila. Samach Beheter is that the din in Shveinim, that whoever's first has a right. Samach Bershus is Pshat, that you didn't say anything and I got a Chazak. Samach Beheter, which is a Machlaikis, is a separate Indian. And that, whether it's a din that whoever's first has a right. It's Hashem, we're going to come back to that actually in the Gemara on Yedzayinamid base. Okay, so this is all the Chacham. Rabbi Yaisi Yaimer, Afal Pi Shahabar Kedemis Lilon Layikait, Shazachaf of Tashalai, Zenatam of Tashalai. Comes along Rabbi Yaisi. And as you saw in the Gemara, Halachic Rabbi Yaisi, we have a rule, Rabbi Yaisi in the Mukayimai. Rabbi Yaisi's Natana, who we pass in like even against the Rabbim. Because Rabbi Yaisi in the Mukayima, Rabbi Yaisi's reasons are clear. Rabbi Yaisi says, Al Hanizik Lahachit Asatzle. So we have here Machlaikis, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yaisi. Whose job is it to be Marchik? Do we say Al HaMazik Lahachit Asatzle or Al HaNizik Lahachit Asatzle? So here we have a Machlaikis Tanoim, which needs a Hezber. It needs a Hezber. Whose job should it be to be marchik in a case of nezikin? Whose job should it be? So here we have to try to understand in Svara what it's Tolian. We bumped into Rabbi Yaisi already last man, but let's start again from scratch to understand what is the machlokes, who has to be marchik. Okay, let's say we're neighbors, and I want to put a bright light in my backyard. and you say it doesn't let you sleep. So I tell you, buy thick window shades. And you say, why should I have to put thick window shades? You shut off your light. That's a machlokes Rabbi Yossi the Chachamim. Is there alam mazik laharchik? Alam mazik laharchik. Sometimes I make noise late at night. I make noise late at night. So you tell me that it's mazik you. So I tell you to soundproof your room, your bedroom. You tell me you have no right to make noise. So Bashkofer Rishayna, who's right? If you ever want to understand the machlokes, you have to decide which tzad makes more sense to you. And then you have to understand the second tzad. So which tzad makes more sense to most people? What? So most people understand that alamazik laharchik. Most people know they call the police and say he's making noise late at night. Right? Most people understand that svara alamazik laharchik is atzmai. And we understand that Rabbi Yossi is the one that needs a hesber, which definitely is so bashkafa rishayna. But we have this hashkafa because we know that a mazik is chayiv. We learn Bava Kama, and we know that a mazik is chayiv. So therefore, we know that the mazik has responsibilities. Is it so pashit in svara that a mazik is the one who's responsible? Was it a chiddush of the Torah? Let's say a shar. I have a shar. So if my shar comes into your rishus and it eats your field, I have to pay. Is that a chiddush of the Torah or is it a svara? Why can't I tell you, you should build strong enough fences that my shar shouldn't come into your field? Which way is the chiddush? We're very used to it that the mazik pays. The Torah says the mazik pays. But it always strikes me that to me it's not so poshut. Why is it so poshut? Maybe you have to be marchik yourself on my shar. Adam HaMazik is more poshut up his far that you have to pay.
And then all these cases are all
Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik. If I put a tree in my field, isn't that like a shar? I put a tree, and over time the tree sticks out its roots, and it's mazik. I put a shar, and over time, or whatever he decides to, the shar goes into the shus, he's mazik. Isn't it more like mamon mazik than other mamon? I think it's more like. So I personally, I always feel that I don't think Rabbi Yossi is such a tremendous chiddush. We'll see what the Pais can say about it. But to me makes a lot of sense. I'm doing what I'm allowed to do in my rishus. You do what you're allowed to do in your rishus, and let the nizik be ma'achik. By shar, I think shar is a chiddush of the Torah. If you could come up with a mazik that's not shar and not bar and not eish and not adam, so I tackle be potter. I don't know that Rabbi Yossi is such a tremendous tiddish, but nevertheless, the Rishayim, starting from the Taisis HaChavav, and the Paiskim ask why they ask Taka, what's Pshat in Rabbi Yossi? We pass like Rabbi Yossi. What's the Pshat in Rabbi Yossi? Ala nizik laharchik esatzmai. Why isn't it one of the parsha of Mazikin? Why isn't a tree a mazik? What's the difference, my shar, which is mazik, or my tree, which is mazik? Why isn't it in the same parsha, mamon mazik? Mamon mazik, I'm chayiv. So why am I not chayiv for my tree? Now, I have to be magnum. Is the machlekes Rashi against everyone else? Rashi and Tosfos. If Rabbi Yossi argues on all the cases in this parak, all the Mishnayos, only in this Mishnah. Rashi Shita, Chaf Beis Amid Beis, is that Rashi doesn't argue everywhere. Rashi argues here. If we would be going, Rabbi Yossi argues here, Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue in all the cases. If everyone would agree with Rashi, I wouldn't have started with Daf Chaf Hei. I would have started with Daf Yud Ches. Because there's no Rabbi Yossi until this Mishnah, there's no Rabbi Yossi. However, Tosfos on Chaf Beis Amid Beis. And the same thing, Tosfos B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rif, and the Mubi Yosef, the Rosh, I think everybody, except for Rashi, everyone says that Rabbi Yossi argues on the other Mishnayos in this parak as well. Now, whether this means every single Mishnah, or almost every single Mishnah, we have to see in the Rishayim. But Tosfos Lashon, Chaf Beis Amid Beis, is that Vidikama Hacha, let me delek Rabbi Yossi. The Lake Kama Mishnais de Lael, Mashra the Kulu Asik Rabbi Yossi. Bava Kulu Gira Delay. Anytime you chayve in all the Mishnais in this parak, it's Gira Delay, it comes out Rabbi Yossi. And the reason Rabbi Yossi is mentioned here first, for the first time, is the first one that's not Gira Delay. Okay? So, it's a machlaikis which we're going to have to work with, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow. Those of you who didn't already look at it, you should learn the Mukhi Yosef. It's page Yud Beis Amid Aleph in the Dafei Harif. There's no shaykhis to the Gemara there, there's shaykhis to this Taisis. And we talk about Gira Delay tomorrow, we're going to get back to it. But getting back to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Ala Nizik L'Harchik HaSasma, generally speaking. Why? So the Nesivis in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Nesivis is Sivkat Yud Ches, says the Kloliyist Dika Hagdama to the Perek. First, he brings a Sma. The Sma says that these are cases of grama ba'alma. Since they're only a grama, that's why the nizik is potter. Because they're all gramas. The Sma doesn't explain why is this a grama? Why is it more of a grama to plant a tree than it is to leave my animal untied in my field? Isn't it the same thing? Same thing. What's a grama? A grama is Adam HaMazik didn't do it directly, but the mammon did it, right? Well, it's a kasha. Every shahr is only a grama. What's the answer? Every time I leave my shahr untied and it goes its mazik by you, it's only a grama. I only do something that the gairim I should be potter. So teretz is the kasha is a klot kasha. Every shahr is a grama, and every eish is a grama, and every bar is a grama, right? Why is this silly kasha? Because grama is a ptur in Adam HaMazik. Adam HaMazik, if he's only a gairim, he's potter. It's taka true. My shahr is mazik, I'm not chayev al to Adam HaMazik. When my bar is mazik, I'm not chayev al to Adam HaMazik. I'm chayev al to Mamaynay HaMazik. My mama was mazik directly. My shahr was mazik, my bar was mazik, my eish was mazik. So it's hard to understand what is the Sma saying. It's only a grama. It's taka true in the Adam HaMazik, it's only a grama. But in the Mamin HaMazik, it's not a grama. The Mamin was Mazik. The roots of the tree went and made a hole in the bar. It's Adam HaMazik. It's Mamin HaMazik. So the Sma, when he writes, it's a grama bi'alma, it's hard to know what the Sma means. The Nesivis brings a shach. It looks like he's explaining the Sma. You look at the Nesivis inside, you look at the shach. You'll see if it has a shach to the Gemara and Chavav and Aleph. So that I'm leaving for you to look at the shach. Let me tell you the Nesivis' pshat. The Nesivis says a pshat, which is like he says, it's going on Kula Perka de Layachbar. It's a rule for the whole Perik. For all of the shyness of Mazik here in the Perek, how it works, and I say the whole parak, there are exceptions, but generally the whole parak. The Nesiva says, yes, these are cases of mazik. To make a chilek between a shar and the roots of a tree is a very big daich. Very hard. Why is that in my shar in my field and it's mazik? Or the roots of my tree? Or even better, Avnei Sakina Masai Sheinicham Barosh Gagai. Taisis brings it down the Chavav Mer Aleph. If I put a package on a roof and a rough Metsuya blows it down and it's mazik, I'm chayiv. Why are the roots of a tree any different than a rough Metsuya? She had the same din as a rough Metsuya. My nafkamina. Zotan Nesivis, the emes is all the mazikim in this parak are mazikim. They're all fit into Dalet Avos mazikim. They're all very similar to one or other of the mazikim. Aye, why here? Physical harshik is atzmai. And above a kama, the mazik is responsible. Zotan Nesivis, what's the aside of Arba Avos Nezikin? The site is Kol Shechafti Bishmirasai Hichsharti Es Niskay. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah, Daf Tes and Bava Kama. Kol Shechafti Bishmirasai Hichsharti Es Niskay. Anytime I'm a chuyiv in Shmira, when I fail to do a Shmira, I have to pay. That means to say, like the Nesivis, why does a mazik pay? Because the Torah throws on him the burden of Shmira. You have a shar, you have to watch your shar. You have an esh or a bar, you have to watch your esh and your bar. There's a chiv Shmira. If you fail in your Shmira, kol shechafti b'shmira asai, nichsharti es niskai. Anything where I failed in the Shmira, I'm responsible for the nezik. Zochten the Sivis. The Torah through an obligation of Shmira on a person with certain gedarim. You have to watch your shar, your esh, your bar, your mechuyev to watch. And all of your mamim, your avnei sakinei masai, you also have to watch. It shouldn't go in a rough metzuyah and be mazik. However, if I have a type of a mazik that it's not possible to be shaymer, I can't be shaymer. If it's not shayach for me to be shomer this mazik, then I'm not responsible for its damage. We can have the case of devarim and charedel, bees by charedel. By bees, the Shita Mukubetzes asks that bees are regular shayim. What do bees do? The bees like, I don't know why, but bees like mustard. Charedel is mustard. So if I have my bees near your heart, well, my bees are going to eat your mustard. So frek the shita b'kubetzes on your ches, why isn't that shame? It's regular shame. What news if I have a donkey and the donkey goes and it eats whatever it likes? Or if I have bees and the bees go eat your heart? So the shita b'kubetzes says, shani devayrim, the ef shebishmira. It's not possible to be shamer bees. Now you're going to tell me that you can figure out how to be shamer bees, I don't know. The Shita says you can't be shomer bees. You can't. Why? You can't prevent bees from flying. Not like a donkey. Donkey will tie up. You can't prevent bees from flying. That Shita Mukubetzes is the Nesivis. Nesivis says something that you can't be shomer. You're not responsible for it. Al Tarba Avos Nesikin. And if the only way I could be shomer is by not using my rishus in a normal way, that means I can't do it. If the only way I could be shomer your bar is by saying I won't plant trees in my field, so that's called I can't be shomer. The only way I could do a shmira to you is by limiting you, a normal use of my chatzar, of my sada. That's called ef shalishma. That means I can't be shomer. In an animal, I tie up an animal. Or an eish. A normal person could be shomer an eish, or a bar, certainly. But something where the only way I could do a shmira is by limiting the use of my field, zochten nesivis, that's called efshe lishmar. When I say efshe, it's efshe. But the Torah wasn't mechayiv me such a shmira. Where do I know the Torah is Mechayev Shmira? Shar Eish and Bar. By Shar Eish and Bar, there's a Chiyev Shmira. A Chiyev Shmira, that means I can't use my field. There's no such Chiyev Shmira. And once there's no Chiyev Shmira, I don't have to pay. And it's all on Nizik, Laharchik
Asatzli. Concept of not having any
Chiyuv
Shmira
refers to the Mishmah Dabbatam. First, it says
one Mishnah says that if
you break,
if you did the
proper Shmira,
it breaks out.
The same,
so you
impart
there.
It says
if you break
the night, you impart there. Good.
All those Lachar same
Svarah.
So
I'll be mad for that. You're right. You're right. Let me just.
The Mesivis,
yeah.
But that was the Takana Drabbanan.
But there, without a takana, would have been mutter. Only Yerushalayim wasn't. Why is it mutter in Bnei Brak? It's Yerushalayim. There were takanas that were made. If the city makes a takana, that doesn't go without others to seek it, right? Now, if you think about the Nesivis is saying what I said at the beginning. We are very biased. We assume it's a mazik's job to protect. It's a mazik's job. He's responsible for his things, and he has to protect, he has to shmira. It's not true. A mazik's responsibility are only what the Torah put on him. What the Torah was mechadish, that you're responsible for, that's what you're responsible for. Torah was mechadish shar, you have to tie up your shar. Torah is mechadish eish, you have to do your eish. Torah said, v'lo yechaseu on a bar, you have to be mechase a bar. When the Torah said, you have to be shimerit, you have to be shimerit. A type of shmira that the Torah was never megala such a chi of shmira ever. Such a chi of shmira doesn't exist. And even though b'payel my money is mazik your bar, I'm still potter. That's Rabbi Yaisi's chiddush. That if it doesn't fit into the gedarei shmira of the Torah, then I'm potter. The Torah was never mechayev me such a thing. I could do whatever I want in my house. You do what you want in your house. And you have to protect yourself, I have to protect myself. Finish. This is the Nesivis' Yisayid for the whole parak, for Rabbi Yaisi, in the whole parak. We have to not confuse Rabbi Yaisi and Chachamim. Chacham don't agree with this al-Cheshbon. But Rabbi Yaisi, this is his Cheshbon, that only when I have a Chi of Shmira, then all of the Dinei Mazikim apply. And in these cases here, I don't have a Chi of Shmira. It doesn't fit into the Gidrei Shmira that you have to do. There's an nafkamina. According to this, let's say I want to do something very unusual in my rishus. Let's say I want to do something that's not a normal tashmish of a rishus. So then Rav Yaisi wouldn't say al anizik l'harchik asatma. Then he wouldn't say it. And there's a Hagos Maimini in the Rambam who says this. Hagos Maimini says that an unusual tashmish, a tashmish she'enai ragil, Rav Yaisi wouldn't say ala nizik l'harchik asatma. If the storm in New York City to have beehives is a davar she'enai ragil. So a davar she'enai ragil, I take I have to be shiner. Because Nesivis is saying that I have no chiyuv shmir on things that limit my own normal use of my rishus. But something that doesn't limit my normal use of my rishus, I have no such chiyuv. So this is the Gedara, Hagdara, which we're going to go to. It's a Nesivis. Like I said, it's a Shita Mukubetzas on Yud Ches. And the Likud Svarim bring it to Taisa Svirt also. The two Rishayim that say this Mahalo. Even though the Nesivis didn't see Taisa Svirt on this pair. But this is the Mahalo we're going to go to in Rabbi Yaisi. Now the next step is to understand why Gira Delay is different, which is tomorrow's job. To understand what Gira Delay means. But for now, you have to understand Rabbi Yaisi's Shita. This is the Mahalach of Rabbi Yaisi. The Chachamim disagree with the whole Mahalach. But Rabbi Yaisi holds that there's no Chi of Shmira in such a case. Now, if I can take a minute and go back to Masechtas Bava Kamma. The first shiur, the first day, a year and a half ago, when we started Bava Kamma last year, first year I spoke out to Rav Shimon. I wasn't only Rav Shimon, all the Rashivas. They declared why Shar is Chayiv. Why the owner of a Shar is Chayiv. Is it because my mom was Mazik? and I have to pay because my mama was mazik? Or is it because I failed in my shmira? Because I failed in my shmira. So I'm responsible for failing in my chiyuv shmira. And Taka, the first Mishnah HaKadosh, says that if I do a shmira ma'ula, I do a good shmira, and my animal, my mom, my animal breaks out and it's mazik, I'm potter. If I do a good shmira, my animal goes out and breaks, it's potter. It's mashma that as long as I don't fail in my shmira, I'm potter. Now if you learn I'm chayiv al tamam and I'm mazik, then why if I do a good shmira and I'm potter? It's because I'm an oinus. An oinus by Mamun Amazik is potter. But al kapanim, we had such a mahalach that all the chiyuvei mazikim are only because rings a bell. Should ring a bell, right? We talked about it many times. Any time I have mamin, I'm chayiv because I failed in my shmir. We shouldn't have a nafkamina. Let's say I leave my shara and my rishus without a good shmira. And now I see my shara is going and it's attacking my neighbor's animal. So quickly, I go and I'm after it. I say, I'm after the shara. Am I potter? If you learn the chiyuv is alt mamin amazik, so now I'm potter. I was mafkirit before it was mazik. If you learn the chiyuv is because I failed in the shmira, I already failed in the shmira. I'm chayiv. This nesivis goes with the mahalach of roiv of the what we understood to be roiv of the paiskim, that the chiyuv on shar and eish and bar is only because chafti b'shmirasa. Kosher chafti b'shmirasa et shati es niskay. Reb Shimon himself didn't learn that way, but that we learned that it's al kosher chafti b'shmirasa. Memela, the whole nesivis is built. Then any time I don't have a hechetimtza v'chiyuv shmira, it's a different story. When I have no hechetimtza that the Torah is mechayiv shmira in this case, then there's such a chiyuv. So al kaponim, this is nesivis as hakdama. We still need, just like this nesivis is the, you have a marimakim that opens your eyes to the whole Rabbi Yossi in the Perek. In Gira Delay, I still haven't found that one of the G'dayli Achrayim, we should give us a cloud that we should understand Gira Delay. And I assume that's because the Rishayim have different Hezbeirim in Gira Delay. So for tomorrow, the first piece of Gemara, I'm just going to go over quickly. For tomorrow, try as best you can to understand the Geder and what it means, Maidu Rabbi Yosi b'Gira Delay, and hopefully we'll have.